You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of April, 2021. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, Alaska. I'm joined online today by Caleb Cravens, meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Caleb.
Hi, Joe.
Well, you have some, I know we just got done with the month of March, and I asked you to maybe look into some final data for the Petersburg area for precipitation and temperatures and that kind of thing. How did we close out for the previous month?
Yeah, so taking a look at these final numbers, looking at Petersburg, as far as temperatures go, we were below normal. You know, the average temperature is around 36 degrees. We had the average temperature in March of around 33.8. So a little below normal there. And then as far as precip, we're looking at the same thing. Average precip for the month is 8.81 inches. When we saw 8.45. So below normal for a precip. Looking at for snow, it's a different story, though. We're well above normal, where Petersburg at the airport received 28.6 inches, which is 169% of the normal, which is 16.9. So as most of you know that live there in Petersburg, it was a pretty pretty snowy month.
So a little bit of a temperature drop, and we see the precipitation come in the form of snow instead of rain as it normally would.
Exactly. And looking at the snowpack, you know, because we like to look at snowpack for as we go into spring and as we go into summer, we look at, you know, particular drought conditions and what's our snowpack look like as the snow melts. Are we going to see a lot of water from that? And that is the case. As I said, March in particular was a snowy month, but in general, the whole winter was really, really snowy. We're looking at the reservoir in particular. They're 435% of the median for snowpack. Looking at around 50 inches as of the beginning of April, and the averages are around 11 and a half. So you can see a big difference there. So we're looking really good on our snowpack. At the other side, up on the ridge, they're at 199% of the median, around 142 inches currently. The average is 71.5. The highest the snowpack is 168, and that was in 2007. So we are in second place for that. So that's pretty impressive.
Okay.
And then looking at the water equivalent, so how much, if you were to melt the snow, how much water would you have? We're at 367% of the median. So we're looking really good for our water storages as you as snow begins to melt and go into the reservoir. So that's pretty exciting.
I heard a little bit about avalanches in the region. Are you seeing a high snowpack elsewhere in Southeast too?
Yeah, it seems to be the trend this year. You know, it was a pretty good winter for snow, and we're seeing pretty good snowpacks from the central panhandle and the northern panhandle. The southern panhandle wasn't as impressive as is expected, but the central, northern, most sites saw a good amount of snow this year.
Okay. All right. So let's step back to the forecasting. The past week, we've seen kind of the same story of some storms and a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain rolling through. We haven't broken the pattern yet, huh?
No, unfortunately, we are in for the same thing. You know, as spring is here, winter is not wanting to let go. And that's the case yet again for the short-term forecast, is that winter is not done. We have a low that's exiting the region right now. So you guys are seeing some scattered showers today. Looks like you'll probably see some breaks in the sky through the day, but very isolated showers. But yet again, another low comes into the panhandle on Thursday, and it's bringing more widespread precipitation. As is typical for Petersburg, it's looking like a rain-snow mix, as has been the trend. Snow changing to all rain, and then in the evenings changing back to snow. We're still kind of pinpointing the temperature forecast a little bit. So, you know, a few degrees here will change to snow, as you guys know, and or it may keep it all rain. But in general, we're looking at a rain snow mix and a pretty good widespread precipitation for Thursday with lingering showers on Friday. And then by the weekend, we actually may get a little bit of a break, it looks like. a little bit of drying conditions for mainly Saturday and then maybe Sunday. We're still trying to resolve some issues that we're seeing for Sunday, where we may be getting another front. We're not for sure if it's going to develop or not, but overall, the weekend's looking like drying conditions. And then as you go into next week, yet another low comes in for more rain.
This system coming through Thursday looks like it's got some pretty strong winds associated with it on the out on the waters.
Yeah, so that's another concern. You know, as this front associated with this system moves through, we are going to see some pretty gusty conditions, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And out on the water, you're going to likely see small craft conditions with that as well.
Okay. All right. Will you let us know when there's going to be a change in the pattern?
Oh, definitely. We are going to be screaming it from the rooftops when we see a change.
Okay. All right. Anything else to cover from this week or last month or what's coming up?
I think that's it, Joe. You know, just let everyone know they can always find their most up-to-date forecast on our webpage at weather.gov/Juno and on Facebook and Twitter at NWS Juno.
Thanks for the time, Caleb.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.
You too.